This past week on Twitter, a friend posted this message. Remove ideology and emotion and consider similarities between Tea Partiers and Wall Street occupiers. Before Tea Partiers and occupiers bristle at the comparison, consider. Both are loosely organized movements founded to give voice to the middle class. Both challenge a system that has thrust millions into foreclosure, and both embody a populist outrage about the fact that, while the rich prosper, the working poor are barely getting by. So why is it that one group has managed to capture the public's imagination while the other has struggled to get people to pay attention, much less take it seriously? Major media outlets have focused much of their reporting on the carnival-like atmosphere that pervades the Wall Street protests, describing the tribal drumming, costumes, and dancing while failing to explore the legitimate complaints of the movement. Even the Tea Party brands the Wall Street occupiers as aimless slackers, white hippies with iPads, while describing itself as a folksy savvy movement, just ordinary folks who hate corporations and big government. But at its heart, that's exactly what the Occupy Wall Street movement is too. Regular people tired of being underemployed, uninsured, and squeezed until they just can't take it anymore.